Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with one of my favorite folks, Mike Daniels. He's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last several years. He's a visiting scholar at the American Enterprise Institute. That's just one of the many credentials, folks. It'd take an hour to go through all the important jobs he's had in his career. I hope you'll just follow him wherever he is. Mike, you want to give us a website?
Sure, AEI.org okay. is what we use for all of our reports, and if you want to read our book about names, numbers, and network
yes.
solutions, the monetization of the Internet, you go to NSIBook.com.
NSIBook.com.
Yeah,
folks, and I apologize, Mike, I've got it right in front of me. I got so excited about your reports here, I forgot to mention the book. Folks, it's an important book from an important person, he and his co-author, Robert Beister. So check that out, Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions. Mike, and by the way, folks, American Enterprise Institute is an organization I've been telling you about for a long time, for almost 20 years now. They do great work. Mike, one of the things that's being proposed, and I co-authored this article was by Mario Loyola and James Glassman, who's, by the way, been a member, has been on my show before. James has. Jim Glassman has. On the importance of getting American values out on the Internet. Tell us what you guys mean by that.
What we mean, Jim, is over the last 10 years, authoritarian governments all over the world, and those are the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, the North Koreans, on and on and on, probably 60 or 70 countries by now fall into that category.
Mm-hmm.
They have been increasingly adept at using the Internet to spread everything from censorship, surveillance, propaganda, and misinformation. So everybody listening to your program today has been hearing about fake news, etc.
Right, right.
These are the people who have been using the Internet to put stories out day and night.
And little bitty chips away at undermining our country and our institutions, right?
Exactly right. These are the kind of things to undermine democracy, our institutions, our way of life, and to talk about how America is not an exceptional place, but is a bad place with all of our many problems that they will point out day and night to people all over the world.
Yeah, and it might not land as effectively in America, but it might do that. It might in Azerbaijan or in
right.
India or somewhere like that, right?
Yeah, and we have been, during the last administration, it has been a total failure in our minds, Jim, to totally fight this on the Internet. We have had no strategy to do it. We weren't organized to do it. So we've let them continue to pound away at this 7 days a week, 24 hours a day on the Internet.
Folks, it's sort of like negative. You know, nobody likes negative campaigning, but my operatives tell me that it works. And the biggest mistake you can make when there is a negative campaign mattered against your candidate is to do nothing about it.
Exactly right, Jim. You've got to fight this.
You got to respond back. Is this sort of like Radio Free Europe kind of thing, like the radio that they used to have? That maybe they still do.
Yes,
this is like that, isn't it?
This is the digital equivalent of all of that. For years and years after the Second World War, the United States of America, under Democrat and Republican administrations, set up information sites all over the world.
And they just blasted over into communist countries American values.
Right. And now that we've got the Internet, but we haven't effectively done anything to fight this battle on the Internet while all of our adversaries are doing this day
and night. Somebody might be listening to this show who believes in some of that propaganda, and they might be saying, well, Blasingame, what kind of American values are you talking about? Well, let me give you an example, Mike, and I'll do this real quick. When Russia invaded the Ukraine and what's the other place I'm trying to think of, south of Ukraine. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, they've invaded there recently. They took that land.
Crimea.
They invaded Crimea, took over Crimea. Well, guess what? Colin Powell once said, America is the only country that when it conquers a nation, gives the country back to the people. And asks for no more land than to bury their dead. Those are American values, Mike.
Those are American values, Jim, and this is an exceptional country, and we need to tell people about it.
Yeah, and I appreciate you keeping up the good work on this, Mike, keeping everybody informed, and I hope you'll come back with more information soon.
Okay, great to talk to you and your listeners.
AEI.org, right? AEI.org?
Yes, sir. Thanks
all right,
a
folks,
lot.
Check it out. All those reports are right there, folks. You'll thank me later when you read these. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.